Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Lamed Zayin. Today's daf is sponsored by Tzvi Nof Le'ili Nishmas, his father, Rabbi Yitzchak Yisrael ben Rabbi Yona Tzvi Halevi, who was Niftar on the 11th of Nisan. Again, Tzvi Nof Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Yitzchak Yisrael ben Rabbi Yona Tzvi Halevi. We thank you for the sponsorship. We are on today's daf Lamed Zayin. Okay, we are on Lamed Vav Mabez, about six lines up from the bottom. And just to mention one idea that I did not get to mention yesterday, and then we'll continue. Yesterday we spoke about the brachas of the tefillin, and today, as I mentioned, we finish up the sugyas of tefillin. We already did mezuzah, tefillin, and then today finishes up tefillin and goes into tzitzis. Tomorrow is one of the major sugyas regarding tzitzis, Shabbos, but we'll touch on them at another date as well. But yesterday we mentioned that the tefillin has two different brachas, L'haniyach tefillin and al mitzvah tefillin. We spoke about Rashi and the Tosfos and brachas, why the difference in language of L'haniyach and al mitzvah tefillin. The uniqueness, though, of tefillin is apparent. When else do we have two mitzvahs, two brachas on one mitzvah? Unless we think that the two brachas are because, well, it's really counted as two separate ones of the 613. So there's one bracha on the Shal Yad and one bracha on the Shal Rosh. But we already saw, hinted to yesterday, that that's incorrect. Because according to our minhag, according to Ashkenazic custom, if one talks in between, then you make two brachas on the Shal Rosh. And let's say, even according to the Machaber, if you only have a Shal Rosh, right? So there are times that you can make two brachas on the Shal Rosh. So you see, it's not that one is for this and one is for that. So why is it that there are two brachas regarding this mitzvah? Question one. So Rav Schachter talks about this. Some of this is from Rav Salvechik, and some of this is added in Siman Gimel and Eretz Tzvi. And we've spoken about this various times in the past. And that is, he says there are two types of brachas on mitzvahs. We know there are three types of brachas altogether, generally. Brachas on mitzvah, brachas shevach lahoda, and brachas on nehenin. Three types of brachas. Maybe tefillah is a fourth category, but if you call that a bracha. But the in Eretz Tzvi, he explains that even within the category of brachas ha-mitzvah, there are two kinds of brachas. Number one, where you have most of the time, is a bracha on the maisa ha-mitzvah. Before I shake a lulav, before I blow shofar, before I eat matzah, before I do any of those maisa ha-mitzvahs, I make the bracha, and then I fulfill the mitzvah. But once in a while, you have a bracha that not only, or isn't even, a bracha on a maisa mitzvah, but it's a bracha on a chalos, on a new status that has been achieved, or that will be achieved. For example, mila, the bracha of al hamila and the bracha of lachniso. So you might say lachniso is just a bracha of shalach v'hoda, but it's always done in the context of the mitzvah. So you could say, oh, it's a refined and a specific type of shalach v'hoda. Rav Schachter quotes that maybe the point is that it's a birchas ha-mitzvah on the chalos, this baby, the al ha-mila that the Moel says, that's the bracha on the maisa ha-mila. But the bracha of lachniso is the bracha on the chalos, on the recognition that the baby has a new status. Number one. Number two, what about the bracha? Might be the message of the bracha of erison, the bracha of marriage, on the recognition that this woman is about to become an ashes ish. So that is an example of a bracha mitzvah on a chalos. The bracha of tevila, the bracha of shchita possibly, the bracha he quotes of Machlokas Rambam Raivin of Erev Tchumen. But that could also be the pshat and was behind tefillin. Bracha of lahaniyach tefillin is a bracha on the maisa mitzvah, lahaniyach tefillin. The bracha of al mitzvah tefillin, that is a bracha on the chalos. A person has a different status when he wears tefillin. Where do you see that? It's a hard one. Okay, mahul and eshes ish, all those are statuses. Where do you see a status by tefillin? So he quotes a number of rayas. Number one is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says, who is somebody who is in the category of poshe Yisrael begufan? Somebody who is a negligent person, Jew, with their body. So the Gemara says, karkafta delomanach tefillin. A skull which does not wear tefillin. Karkafta doesn't just say a person. Sounds like there's a status on the person. Karkafta de lo manach tefillin. One. Or the Gemara says, as we said yesterday, Vrok yami alarvski shem hashem nikra alecha. The yarmi mecha. Tefillin sheberosh. When people see you, we saw that story of the Gra. That you're a different person when you wear tefillin. There's even the Gemara in Brachas on the Flamid, where the Gemara, one of the Amorim, asked the other one, what are you doing? You're being a little too kalus rosh filled. So the Amora answered, don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin. What does that mean? Don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin. So, see, No, so the Maariv Chayyim there quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin that says when you wear tefillin, you're an anav, you're a shemayim, you're a different person when you wear tefillin. And the Maariv Chayyim there suggests maybe the Rambam got his concept in Hilchos Tefillin about a different status from this Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed. Okay, so a number of rights to that concept, but that's the quoted in Siman Gimel and Eretz Tzvi that the bracha of al mitzvahs is a bracha on the chalosa of mitzvah, the chalosa, we're a different status, we're a different person when we wear tefillin. Right? If somebody doesn't do a certain mitzvah, okay, if somebody doesn't wear tefillin, that's already a different type of person. Okay. We spoke yesterday about the different osos in halacha, the os of tefillin, the os of Shabbos, the os of bris. We didn't get too far to speak about the tefillin of Chol HaMoed. We'll see, it'll be another time to talk about that. But we must continue now with what we're up to. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, five lines from the bottom on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Scheduling, you know, next week, we'll have to see. Exactly. I hope Sunday, Monday, Beis Hashem will be regular, relating to the daf. Tuesday, obviously, is Yantif. Wednesday is the second day Yantif for Chutzpere Chutz Laretz, but I hope I'll have a daf here Wednesday if you want to listen on Motzah Yantif. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm away. So I do not think there'll be a daf Thursday, Friday. Sunday is unclear, going back Motzi Shabbos. But we'll see after that, and then we'll pick it up on Isru Chag then. But we'll see. Okay, but either way, take it for the next couple of days, and save with the mitzvah shir, I'll do what I can. In terms of the mitzvah shir, get up as many as I can. Okay, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Chayev, which is OU.org. That's the mitzvah shir. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Chayev Adam L'mashpesh B'tfilin B'chol Sha'ah. A person must feel his tefillin every moment. Kal v'chomer mitzitz. A kal v'chomer from the tzitz. What do you mean from the tzitz? From the tzitz, one of the big day Kohen Gadol. The tzitz were on his forehead. What does it say on the tzitz? Kodesh Lashem. At least five different opinions. How did it say Kodesh Lashem? Was Kodesh lit on the bottom line and Hashem on the top line? Was Kodesh on the top line and Hashem on the bottom line? Was it Kodesh and Lashem on the top? Look at Rashi and the Nitziv and the Ramban. All different pshat of exactly what the tzitz looks like. So Kal v'chomer mitzitz, but the tzitz had Kedusha, and the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to have a Hesach Hadas when he wore the tzitz. So the Gemara says it's a kal v'chomer. Uma tzitz she'ein bo ela azkara achas. If by the tzitz, which only has one Shem Hashem on it, Amra Torah, the Torah still says, v'haya mitzcho tamid, it should be on his forehead, tamid always. Shalot tasiach dai tami menu. What does that mean on his forehead? It means you can never have a hesach hadas from wearing the tzitz. Tefillin sheyesh bahen askaras har be'alachas kama v'kama. Tefillin has more kedusha. So tefillin, surely it has so many shemos of Hashem, we cannot be mesiach das from our tefillin. And as we mentioned, it's amazing if you think about it. The tzitz has less kedusha than our tefillin. If you walk into a room and the tzitz and the tefillin are on the floor, you pick up your tefillin first. You don't pick up the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol because your tefillin, our tefillin, have more kedusha. So this is the sugya of hesach adas when it comes to tefillin. It's a fascinating ha'ara by the Shidu Kubetzis here. Get all the Rishonim discuss it, but it's right here in Os Hay. Shibu Kubetza says, if you're not allowed to have a Hesach Adas when it comes to tefillin, how are you allowed to daven with tefillin on? Or say Kriyishma with tefillin on? You're not thinking about your tefillin, right? You're davening. So how could you daven? Hikshar bin Asimcha. Kiva the tefillin boy kavana. Ech yachol lehispalel. Look or Kriyishma bohem. To inunami boy kavana. So his answer is, Osik b'mitzvah pater ben ha-mitzvah. Kivan di efshar lo l'kayim shneim b'yachad. What could you do? Right? Osik b'mitzvah pater ben ha-mitzvah. Because you can't, you don't have a choice. Then he quotes, v'od hiksha, since you say osik b'mitzvah pater ben ha-mitzvah when you're wearing tefillin, so you should be pater from doing every mitzvah when you're wearing tefillin. You should be pater from learning. So what did the Shita say in the first line? You're Osek in the mitzvah of tefillah, so therefore, in Kriya Shema, so you're putter from thinking about your tefillin. Why do you say the opposite? Right, when you're wearing your tefillin, you're putter because you're already Osek b'mitzvah. The chen kol tarjag mitzvahs. The lekele meimer de mairi de ini yochel aso shnei b'vazachas. You can't say, oh, you can't do them both. The imkeim shita de p'turim. Of course, if it's eif shal akayim shneim. Dech yase zos v'yaniach zos. De ini ti odia matan tzcharen shal mitzvahs. You can't judge the mitzvahs. El akal gemari afil yochel aso shnei b'vazachas. Sounds like even if you can. Right, which is the Deo, we discussed this in the past, the Machlokas and Masechah Sukkah, the Sheet of the Ran and Masechah Sukkah. Even if Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, you still apply the principle of Osik B'Mitzvah, Pater Ben HaMitzvah. You have no responsibility to do the other mitzvahs. So that's the sugya of the question brought up by the Shilmei Kubetzes. Pashas, what would you say? How else would you answer the question? Or you could say it's not a hesach hadas. The other answer to this question is, how could you say you could daven? Don't you have a hesach hadas? So his answer is that it is a hesach hadas, but it's okay because it doesn't give a mitzvah. The other answer you could say is that if you're thinking about davening, that's not a hesach hadas for mitzvahin. Hesach hadas for mitzvahin, and this is a machlokas we've shown him, but this is what the Rush says. The Rush says right here in Hilchas Tefillin, and he also says it in Brachas Aper Gimel Simen Chafches. We touched on this when we had a shiur a couple months ago on the Yashin in Halacha. We touched on this sugya, but Hesach Hadas, sleeping with the tefillin on. So the Rashi says, Hesach Hadas by tefillin doesn't mean not thinking about tefillin. You can learn, that's not a Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas means Kalos Rosh. Right, that's what it means. He quotes this from Rabbeinu Yonah. In Hilchas Tefillin, he says, Hayom Rabbeinu Yonah, mitoch divrei Rabbeinu Moshe. Even if you're doing your work, forget davening. They used to wear tefillin all day when they did their work. That's also not a hesach hadas, says the Rush. Because if you don't say this, in his day, they still wear tefillin all day. So it must be, even kishen nisnam neim. What if you take a snooze a little bit during the day? That's also not a hesach hadas. Kishocheach hevle haolam. Ve'ein ze kalas rosh. You're not thinking about nonsense then. You're not thinking about whatever we're osek in the whole day. But that is the sheet of the Rosh that's discussed much by the Achronim. What exactly is hesach hadas when it comes to tefillin? Because the problem is there's another gemara that says an avil doesn't wear tefillin. It's based on a pasuk. But some say that avil, because you can't have concentration. What's the difference between davening and learning and avelus? They're both not focusing, and that's not a kalos rosh. So why is it worse? So just one other source, and then we'll get back to our gemara. That is the pre-yitzla Petterberger in Simon Hay. He says maybe serious is important. You have to be serious. That's not a problem of hesach hadas. Sleeping, you know why it's not a problem of hesach hadas? Because sleeping, you're putter from tefillin. As long as it's a shenis arai, shenis keva, or other, besides the issue of your worry, shemi yafiach bohem, but says the pre-yitzchak, to hesach hadas hu davka bizman mitzvasan, abo ba'is ha-shena deina makayim al shum mitzvah, memela in lachash gamkin, hesach hadas, davi kemoshim, in yet tefillin, b'shabas v'yantif, the lav zman tefillin, dein aser, b'hesach hadas, v'ein chayil alashish b'en klal, ulam shenis keva, that's aser b'tefillin, shemi yafiach bohem, that's worse, v'zeh b'vade aser b'tefillin, afiluk she'ein zman mitzvasan. Okay. That is some of the question of Hesach Hadas. That's another answer to this question. How do we fill in during while we're davening? Right, we don't have to make ourselves crazy with feeling our tefillin every second. Well, it just means that the Shilmei Kubetzes assumes, yes, we do. That's Hesach Hadas, which is allowed. But the Rosh and other Rishonim would say, no, it's not Hesach Hadas. Because you're thinking about tefillah and you're thinking about tefillin. Okay, this is the Mishnah Berurah discusses this in, what is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like? Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like, Siman Mem Dalid. The Ketzad who Osem, where is it? Kolzman Shatfilin Berosho, O Bizroo, Usr Lisham Mefil Shanis Arai. Now let us sleep at all with your tefillin on. The Ketzad who Osem, what about a little bit if you're very tired? Meniach Rosho Bein Birkov who Yoshev Yashin. Take a Shanis Arai. Afilo Hay Tfilin Kruchen Berosho, Mutter Lisham and Afilo Shanis Keva, if you're holding them. Vim Ochsen Biyad Vin Kruchen Biyado, Usr Lisham and Afilo Shanis Arai. Okay, quotes different shittas. Either way, the lechachila, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mizvah v'nemufchar shei daito tamen ala tefillin v'shleisiyat daito mehen limshoch olahara machshavas rose. Shemitam zechayv l'mash v'shkol shor shleisiyat daito mehen zulas b'shas tefillah v'limud ein tzorach litein daito batfillin. There it is. Mishnah Berurah quotes, you don't have to think about your tefillin when you are davening or learning. That's what he quotes. The Berurah expands upon this. He quotes the Rush. He quotes other Rishonim. But that is Lachanchila. Lachanchila was supposed to not have a Hesach Hadas when we're having tefillin. Shenas Arai. You know, that's the discussion in the postgame. Better not to, because it might lead to a Shenas Keva. It comes up in Hilchas Sukkah as well. Shenas Keva and Shenas Arai. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbana. Next, which hand do you put your tefillin on? Tana Rabbana Yadacha. Zu small. Put the tefillin on the left, meaning the weaker hand. Ata omer smolo enu el yamin. Is it the left hand or is it the right hand? three different sources in the Gemara. Source number one, Tama Lomar, Av Yadi Yasta Aretz V'Yimini Tivcha Shemayim. My hand helped establish the land, and my right hand measured out the heavens. So you see, Yadi is contrasted to Yimini. Yimini is the right hand, Yadi must be the left hand. The Omer, and the Pasuk also says, by Yael and Sisra, Yadala Yasei Tishlachna V'Yimin Chalahamos Amulim. So again, you see the Yada and the Yamina in the Pasuk. Yada, referring to Yada, she picked up the peg in her left hand because she was going to bang it with her right hand into his head. V'omer, Lama Tashiv Yadcha V'mincha, why are you removing your hand and your right hand? Mikarev Chekecha Chekalei. So again, you see in the Pasuk, the David HaMelech is asking Hashem, referring to the hand and the right hand. So that is all number one. So you see the Stam Yadcha refers to left hand. Reb Yossi HaChoreim Omer. Reb Yossi the Choreim. What does Choreim mean? So if you look in Tosfos on the Sheet of Kubetz, that's name of a place. Name of a place, nothing controversial. It's Choreim. Sometimes you see Mem and Samach switch, Choreim. So it's like Cheres, like it says in Yeshua. Yeshua ben Nun was buried in Timnas Cheres. Right, so you see Choreim Cheres, that's Tosfos and the Shita. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says Choreim is one of the Mumin, Charum is one of the Mumin mentioned in Meseches Bechoros, one of the Mumin for a Kohen. Choreim means that your nose is so flattened against your face that if you color, put on eye, if a person puts on eye paint on one eye, he could just go straight across in one motion, put on both eyes, because his nose is flattened up against his nose. That's Choreim. This was Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, the one who had a flat nose. Chotman Meshuka. That's what Rashi says. Estosis. What kind of name you? This is the Gemara talking. This is the first graders making fun of each other. Right? So what's the, well, Gemara wouldn't say this. I wouldn't call somebody by a name like that. Lashon Gnai. So that can't be. Can't be that, that's his name. If you look at the Ben Yehoyada, not too many Ben Yehoyadas in Menachos. If you look at the Ben Yehoyada, we're going to have two today. Says the Ben Yehoyada. Where is it? Sorry, here it is. Pirush Rashi quotes Rashi, and they quotes Tosfos, and he says, no, v'nira libisyat d'shmaya. It must be, as it was for sure, but it must be there was some kind of nace that occurred. And this is what saved him. He says, just like we know the story of the man with the five fingers, that his life was saved because somebody was going to kill him and said, oh, you're right. If you had five fingers, I'll let you go. And he takes out his hand, and he had six fingers, an extra finger. And his life was saved because he had an extra finger. And that's why he was known as the Bala Sheish person. Because he was known, that was the nace. So it must be, says the Ben Yehoyada, that's what happened here. It must be there was some kind of nace that occurred. And you know, somebody said, oh yeah, bring me a guy who has a flat nose. Something like that. And in that way, Umach Baskina, Yikorin, so Bala Sheish is both Lazikron and Nace. V'itachish, Gamar Yossi, Nasalo Nace, Aide Simon Zeshel Chotmo. V'lachain, Gamachachamim, Yikorin, so Kach, Lazikron and Nace. It must be, doesn't know, but that's what his suggestion is. Okay, that is, we'll get back to it. Weiter. So, what did he say? Rabbi Yossi Achareim Omer. Matsinu Yamin Shenikra Yad. No, Yamin also, don't say that Yad refers to Stam left hand, but Yamin also means right is sometimes also called Yad. So when it says Yad by Tefillin, so Yad can mean the left hand. So Rabbi Yossi says, I don't agree with the first answer. So you see, by Yosef, the Yosef said that his father, Yaakov, switched his Yad Yimino. So Yad could also mean right hand. So when it says Yad by Tefillin, I don't like that source, says Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, one second, that's not a problem according to the first opinion. Why? Yad Yimino Ikri, Yad Stam Alo Ikri. You're right. Yad sometimes means Yamin. If it says Yad Yamin, it means Yad Yamin. But Stam Yad would mean left hand. But that is all number one. Right, the opinion and the machlokas on it. Number two, Reb Nasan Omer Eino Tzarech Hareyo Omer Ukshartam Uchsavtam. Torah tells us, right, you tie and you write Tefillin and Mezuzah. Ma Ksiva Biyamin Afkshira Biyamin. Just like the writing is done with the right hand, so to the tying, the writing of the Mezuzah and the Parshias is done with the right hand. So to the tying is done with your right hand. So if you're tying with your right hand, it must be that you're putting it onto your left hand. The writing is with the right, so the hanacha is with the left. Right? That's, by the way, as we know, the reason that we tie our shoes, right, left, right. Why? You put on the right one first, and then you put on the left one, and then you tie the left one. Why do you tie the left one first? Because you're tying it with your right hand. And kshira, when it comes to kshira, yamin is always more chashiv. That's why right, left, left, right. Be shaila by women. Should women do that? Because women don't wear tefillin. That's a shaila. How should women put on their shoes? Okay, look in the poskim. Okay, so anyways, this is the second source. Rav Nosson says, you compare it to ksharta muchsavta. And Rabbi Yossi HaChoreim, Hanacha de Bismol Minalei. What does Rabbi Yossi HaChoreim do? Who, how does he know that you put on the left hand if he rejects the first opinion? Nafkele mechad, nafkele Rav Nosson. So he holds like the second opinion. No problem. So the Gemara assumes, though, just for a minute, that the mezuzah is written with the right hand. So Lachor only referring to a righty. What if you have a lefty sofer? So a lefty sofer pashes writes with his left hand. He writes in the normal way. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you have simin lamed bay sifhei, if somebody writes it with the wrong, their weaker hand is pasul. It's possible. Shulchan Aruch says, tzorach sheyichtov biyamino afilu imhu sholeit b'shtei yadav. If he's ambidextrous, then he can write with his right hand. He must write with his right hand also. Dein der aksiva b'smol. V'hu adin lasos is a tikkun b'smol, says the Mishnah Berurah. B'inyin aksiva d'pasol. Even if you're fixing something, you have to use the right hand. Abala hafer, negiya, shaba osios, maybe to separate the two letters that are stuck together, that might be okay with the left hand. But that is the Mishnah Berurah and the based on the Shulchan Aruch that says left hand is possible. Because of a small psulim, im efshar limso achayim shksuvim biyamin the iter yad small day have a yamin. There it is, a lefty sofer, then his left hand is the yamin, and therefore if he writes with his right hand, it is possible. Then in the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the earlier poskim, because of harama rishmem ayin ma'isahay b'mitzrayim shetafas echad kolmis b'sfasav v'kasabo. Somebody was able to write with their mouth, putting the quill in their mouth and write. They did it, you know. Upsalo! Rama pasled it, the ing dark siva bepel kuli alma. Nobody writes like that. Because of a mugged Abram, the pasla filu mi efshar libso acherim. It's possible, it's onase. You can't write like that. What about the Gemara? The Gemara talks about we had in Yuma that somebody, remember the Gemara says there all the people who could do fancy things, somebody, the Lechem Apanim in the Torah, they could all do very fancy things. There was one of the families that could write five different things at once, put four different things, put pens in between all the fingers and write four different things. They had that skill. So I don't know what the halacha would be. Could you write like four lines at the same time? I don't know. That's with Yamin, but it's an unusual way of doing it. So I don't know if that would be, and they're accustomed to doing it. I'm not sure what the halacha would be within that case. But this is the halacha, at least when it comes to mezuzah or Torah, it is halacha that has to be with the right hand. If it's with the left hand, it's pasul. It's interesting though, if you look in elsewhere in halacha, for let's say writing a get also has to be on lishma and on klaf. So what's the halacha about writing a get? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Chav Beis. Kuf Chav Beis. One second, let me find it. It's in Kuf Chav Beis. Kuf Chav Gimel. Thank you. Kuf Chav Gimel. The Rama says in Hilchas Get. Ulechad Chila Yichtov Asofer Biyado Hayimanis. Vimhu Eter Eter Yad Yichtov Bismolo. The Rama. Chachil is right with his right hand, and if not, the left is right with his left hand. What do you mean, Lechad Chila? What about Bidyeved? Try to get. So both the Chalkas Machoking and the Beish Shmuel here both say, sounds like from the Ramah, that Bidyeved is kosher if you write together with the left hand. Right with you, get the left hand. That's not writing. So why should that be okay? So he says, Aval Gavdila Inyan Shabbos Kasav Bismolo Lav Ksavi Ubugamar Medama Get Lashabbos Linyan Ksav Al Gabi Ksav Efshar Lomar Delav Lacho Mili Medaminan Lashabbos. It must be that get and Shabbos are somewhat different. Shabbos is not called ksiv at all. Why? The b'Shabbos be'ina maleches machsheves domin demishkan. Shabbos got to be perfect. It's got to be maleches machsheves, expert craftsmanship work. Pasuk in Vayakel. Al kein kosher kasav klachar yada o b'smalo la maleches machshevesi. Alva mikamakom ksav mikri le'inyan get. The chiddush is though then that sefer Torah and mezuzah, that's all compared to Shabbos. You don't have maleches machsheves, but there are more series. You need full ksiva, maybe because of uchsav tam ksiva tama. So that's parallel to a Malachas Lachshevas type of idea. That's got to be a perfect writing, unlike Get, which you don't have such a source. Okay, so that is number two. So number one, Yad, Stam Yad, means left hand. Number two is Ukshadim Uchsavtam, the comparison to Mezuzah. Number three, the famous one, Rav Ashi Amar Me Yadcha Ksiv, Behe Keha. Yadcha is written with a He. with a hay, an extra hay, and therefore is to symbolize the weaker hand. Yadcha is lashon akeva, to symbolize the weaker hand. Amrele, like Moshe Rabbeinu one time, I used the lashon akeva in order to show the his weakness. Amrele Rabbi Ravashi, ve'ema yadcha shebekach. How do you know yadcha means the weaker? Sometimes the hay and the ches switch. So maybe it's referring to koach, yad koach. Amalei miksiv v'ches. Here it doesn't say ches. Okay, sometimes you could say it switches, but here it doesn't say it, and therefore one doesn't have to assume that way. Kit tanoi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. How do you darshan this? Yadcha behei zu small, like the last opinion. Acherim omim yadcha l'rabos es agidem. The other opinion said, no, yadcha l'rabos, it includes a gidem. Even a gidem has somebody who has a stump on his arm also has to put tefillin on that stump. That's gidem. Tanya idach, the Braisa also says, ein lo zroa patim and tefillin. If he doesn't have an arm, he does not put on tefillin. Acherim omim yadcha l'rabos agidem. He does put on tefillin. Tosva says there's no machlokas here. They're just talking about two different people. Tosis in Lozroy says, if somebody has a little bit of an arm, so then a little bit of a stump, then they has to put on tefillin on that stump. If he has nothing, then he's part of from tefillin. He doesn't put on the other arm. But that is the halacha if he has a little bit or not. It's a beautiful Shagas Aryeh here. The Shagas Aryeh, beautiful. Every Shagas Aryeh is beautiful. But the Shagas Aryeh, Simon Lamed Zayin, has a long discussion based on this Gemara. Does a Gidim put on tefillin shel Rosh? Tilin shel yad, let's say somebody doesn't have an arm, or let's say somebody has a cast on his entire arm all the way going up to his shoulder. There's no spot even to put the box. If he has a place to put the bias, that's good enough. Just put it on there, and all the straps could be on the cast. But if he doesn't have an arm, period, it's not going to put on tilin shel yad. What does he put on tilin shel rosh? So said the Shagas Aryeh. So you, davar pasha, you would say, you put on the shel rosh. Because as we know, the Gemara is going to say later on, tomorrow. Right, the tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad, I'm makiv each other. First mission tchelas, right? So you would say they're not makiv, therefore put one on. So, but he says maybe it's not so simple because maybe they're not makiv each other when it's ra'ui to put on each one. When it's like Reb Zera says, "Kol aroi labila and bila makeves bo." As long as you could put both on, then each one is not makiv each other. But maybe if you can't put one on, if you're mufka from putting one on, then you don't have to put the other one on. But then he says, I'll bring you a raya that he has to put it on. Why? We've quoted this in the past. The Gemara in Erech and Daf Gimel. The Gemara in Erech and Daf Gimel says, everybody's chayiv in tefillin. Even Kohanim and Yisraelim. Ask the Gemara, what's the chiddush that the Kohen has to wear tefillin? You might say, since when he is doing the avoda, he's not wearing tefillin shel yad, because it's a chatzitza between the big day kahuna and his body, and he only wears the tefillin shel rosh. So you might say, he's parted from everything. Kamash malon, he wears the tefillin shel rosh. That's what the Gemara says in Erech and Adav Gimel. So what do you see from there? Even without the Tefillin Shal Yad, you still chayv in the Tefillin Shal Rosh. But then the Shagas Aryeh says, maybe you can't compare. A Kohen, Big Day Kahuna, maybe that's less mufka from Tefillin than a Gidim who can't. Maybe there's a difference, but then he goes back and forth. Lemaise at the end, he says, he has to wear Tefillin. The time of the Milsa, he says at the end, he has to wear Tefillin, Shel Rosh. And he says, I found the Shilta Giborim that also says this, but this is the issues of Gide. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, we go weiter. Iter meniach tefillin b'yamino shu smolo. A left-handed person wears tefillin on his right, meaning which is his weaker hand. V'hatanya meniach b'smolo shu smolo shakol adam. Amar Abaye, kitanya hi b'shalom b'shtei yadav. Oh, no, that's the what is that other price referring to? It's referring to an ambidextrous. Ambidextrous has to put on tefillin on the left hand, right? Just like everybody else. Sometimes if you have a suffix or if you have double, you put it on both hands. Says Tosfos here. Here it is, the controversy. Says Tosfos, you're Maskol Ma. What about if a person writes with one hand and does everything else with his left hand? That's the mess. Not a mess, but that's the confusion in the postkin. Tosfos says, V'hashta adam akosev yamino v'shar rov ma'isa b'smolo yesh l'histapik be'ezem mehen meniyat tefillin. What hand does he put tefillin on? V'shema yesh l'damoso k'shalev b'shle yadav. Maybe he's like ambidextrous, because he does everything with one hand, he writes with his other hand, so maybe that should be like, right, ambidextrous. Therefore what? You would put tefillin on your left hand, like everybody else. But the Shilu Kubetzis here says, right here, in Yud Beis, no, maybe you say Ksivas Iker. Maybe you say Ksivas Iker, and Ksivas Iker, you go Yad HaKosev is the determining one. That's what the Shita says. If you look in the Rush here, the Rush says the Iker Limud is Yadcha. That's what he thinks, the third limud. And yadcha, you go by the weaker hand, and therefore you go by everything else. Because writing is just writing. You go by the weaker hand, says the Rosh. So there's different shitas in the poskim. What wins out? Look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch does not help us. Shulchan Aruch says, two opinions. Okay, he does help us out. You have to know the rules and regulations of what he's passing like. But if you look on the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Om Chav Zayin Vav, Yesh Omrim Sheniach Tefillin B'Yad, Shetash Koach, Dib'in On Yad Keha, that's the Rosh, Yesh Omrim Sheyad Shekosev Ba, Hi Chashuv Yamin, Le'in Yinzeh, Omeniach Tefillin B'Yad Shekenegda. Right, you're right, you go by Yad HaKosev. Ramah V'Hachi Nahug. So the Ramah goes by Hachi Nahug, he goes by the second opinion. Doesn't stop there. The Gra says no. You go by the first opinion. The Gra, the Bir Racha quotes, Hechzik L'Gamri Kederi Shona, Delos Lina Klal Basaksiva. No, you don't go Basaksiva. Anyway, this is my son. My son, my 11-year-old. So we'll get ready out of our Mitzvah Drasha right here. Right? He writes with his left hand and he does everything. He bats righty, he kicks right, well kicks, but he does everything else righty. So what do you do? What hand do you put your tefillin on? So the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is Rabbi Willig Paskins also, but Mishnah Berurah says, as long as he does anything else with his Yad HaKosev, then you go by that hand. Go by that hand. First of all, it's Mefurish Ramah. The Ramah says you go by Yad HaKosev. The Gra argues, but the Ramah says Yad HaKosev. But the Mishnah Berurah says that as long as he does anything else with his left hand, so if he eats cereal with his left hand, if he does anything with his left hand, then that's good enough to have the Yad HaKosev override. That's considered the stronger hand, and he puts tefillin on his right hand. Right, that's the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha also notes, what does writing mean? Writing doesn't mean doodling. Writing means you can write. That's what writing means. I know a lot of people could write and doodle with other hands, but it doesn't mean tmunos. Right, it means, actually tmunos might be even more serious. Right, some of us can't even write tmunos with our right hands. But that is the important discussion of the poskim. Some, the Rav Sternbach says, put on both hands. It's Sternbach. Sternbach in Aleph Bemalev. It's such a suffix. I heard this B'Shem Reb Nevenzal also. I didn't see it inside. But, meaning, put it on. If you don't know, go buy one of them for mainly for davening. And then after davening, just put it on the other arm. Put it on the other arm. You don't have to get a whole second bear tefillin. The halacha of the titura being on the top is not ma'akev. So you just do it backwards on, say Shema with it afterwards. Imagine somebody like that who wears a Rebbeinu Tam tefillin. Gotta do four. But, okay. Weiter. And somebody like that who holds like all the Gruz 64 tefillins. That's wearing tefillin all day. Says Tana, can you use the Gemara? Debei Menashe, Al Yadcha, Zu. So where do you put tefillin on? Again, all halachas of tefillin, right here. Al Yadcha, Zu, Zu Ki Boris. What does Yadcha mean? It means the muscle. Bein Einecha, meaning it doesn't mean on your palm of your hand. Bein Einecha, Zu Kat Kod. That means the on top. On top of your head, by the hairline. Hecha Amri Hecha, where Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai, Mokam Shemocha Shotina grow face, where the skull of the baby starts getting softer. As we know in the halacha, that's determined as above the hairline, or above where the hairline is supposed to be. Right, that's the place where the tefillin is supposed to be, and the post can point out that sometimes it's a problem, because sometimes the tefillin are too loose, sometimes people are wearing their tefillin on their forehead, which is getting close to the tzukim. So if one has to be very careful, tefillin are tight enough. And sometimes, if we're not used to it, so we feel like it's tight and it's falling off. Sometimes when we get a haircut, so like they're looser. Or after we get it tightened, so we should make sure to go somewhere to feel. Got to be in the back, right at the spot where the skull, the hard part of the skull ends. And on top, it's got to be above where the hairline starts. Or right at where it started when everybody had the hairline. But that is that's an important tahar. We have to remember where the shalyad is and where the shalrosh is. Boimine plimo me rabbi. Plimo asks Rabbi, Mish, probably the best question in all of the Masechta. Mish yesh lo shnei roshim, beizam ha'meni ha'tfilin. If somebody has two heads, on which one does he wear tefillin? Amar lei, o kum galei, o kabel alech hashamta. Either get out of here, or excommunicate yourself. What kind of question are you asking me? Somebody has two heads. So first of all, there have been crazier questions in the Gemara. Second of all, there are, if you look in history, there are Siamese twins with two heads. Right? If you look in Ben Yoyada, the Ben Yoyada says, I didn't see it because they were too embarrassed to bring him to me, but I saw a baby. I heard about a baby in my town like that. If you look in the Minchas Elazar, post will talk about it. If you look, I checked on the computer yesterday. There are Siamese, Chmana Litzlan. It's a big, 9, 10-year-old. right? With two hands. Depends. There's the Ben Yodel spoke about a case where they were separated at the hip. They had two hearts and they had four arms, and he has a lot. The Minchas Elazar talks about lumdis, is that one person or two people? Rachman al-Itzlan, he says it should never happen. But how do you view that? Is it, and how, so if one person, two people, do they both, does it have, all the mitzvahs? Only one of them have to do it. Pashas, you'd say it's two, right? It's tefillin but interesting that out of all the unusual, far-fetched questions that the Gemara asks here, the Gemara can't handle this one, right? He says that. So some of Farshim say what it means is that, not that he can't handle it, or right, Tosfos in a second we'll get to, but he says that it's just so unusual and Pashas, most of them are going to die so soon, before 30 days, even if it happens, that's what it means. That's what it means. It's never going to happen. They're going to be a Nephil anyway. They're going to be Chayvin Mitzvahs. Tosfos points out that it doesn't happen in Ol Mazeh. It happens in the Midrashim. In the Midrashim, you have Shadim, Ashmodai. You have Shadim that have two heads. But that's they want to know how many Chalakim of the Yerusha they get if they have two heads. But that was what Tosfos discussed in the Dibur Maschil O. Okay, anyway, so he asked the Kasha and he got thrown out of the Yeshir. Adahachi, meanwhile, Asahu Gavra, somebody came. Amalei Yisili Li Yanuka, this Leitrei Rashi. Right then, he was about to leave, and, Siyata Deshmaya, somebody came in and said, I just had a baby with two heads. And he didn't ask about tefillin, he says, Kama Bina Lamesa L'Kohen, how many pigeon abens do I have to give? My Bechor. Why? Because it came out at the exact same time, right? It's the same person. How many pigeon abens do I have to give? Asa Husaba, an elderly man was there, Tanalechai Lidilo, Yud Slime, 10 slime, you gotta give it double. Says Rashi, one second, don't we have a concept in Maseches Bechoros called E-Efshar Litzamseim? We know the Gemara Bechoros tells us that if two animals come out at the same time, then you only have to give 5 slum to the Kohen, because it didn't happen at the exact same time. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Mitzamseim, exact, in terms of time, in terms of measurements, but we can't. That's why we have to have a Shabbos, because we can't be Mitzamseim, exact time. But that's why we paskin, because it couldn't have happened at the exact same moment. So why here do you have to give two? Says Rashi, no, but here is the same person, the same animal. It's not two different things, but the same animal, it doesn't matter which part of the animal came out first. It's the same things. They're two heads. The chiyuv, there's two chiyuvim on this bria. That's why it's you could say Afshal Asamsim in this case. We discussed in the Mitzvah Shir last week, or 2 weeks ago, a very important principle related to Afshal Asamsim, and then we'll continue. And that is, the Minchas Chinuch says there are certain mitzvahs that you require exactness. For example, the Isser of making the Ketores, the Isser of making the Shemana Mishcha. The Isser is making it exactly. So if we pass in the Efshal Etzamsim, how could you ever violate the Isser? A human being cannot be Mitzamsim. So it must be, says the Minchas Chinuch, it's very Mistaver, but the Minchas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Kuf Tes, Mitzvah 109, that by mitzvahs that require, or averus that require a shear, it must be that Efshal Etzamsim, Lunit in the Torah, Lamalachi Asharis. It must be Efshal Etzamsim. Eating a Kazayitza Matzah. Right? Why? Well, yeah, great. Yes, it's out there. So we try to eat more. But, you know, when it comes to a shear, it could be, you say, Lonit Natar Lamalche Ashari, it's an Efshal Etzamsim when it comes to mitzvahs or averus that require a shear. Bechor, nothing to do with a shear. It just so happens that it came out at the same time. That's why you say Efshal Etzamsim in that case. Okay. Aini, is this really true? Says the Gemara, that you be chayef 10. Two pidyon abens v'hatani rami barchal and bidok shenemra patot iftes b'chor adam shomea ani afilo nishra patoch lamed. I might think that even if, what does nishraf here mean? We go with Rashi's pshat, neharag. Even if a baby is killed, Rachman al-Islam, within 30 days, he still had to give pidyon aben on day 30 or day 31. Tamalomar achilek. No, he's not. He's pater. So why here? Pashtus, the Gemara is assuming that the baby is going to die before 30. So, why would you have to give? Shiny hacha to be golgolas to Rachmana. No, here is different. Because pidyon aben dafka goes on the skull, golgolas. Right, that's the key, right? It says, chamishlam the golgolas. And it says two. So therefore, that's why you have to give it. Period. Okay, that was the little interlude about two heads. But again, if, let's say bisman hazeh, let's say Rachmana litzlan, if a baby is born like that, and we know the baby can live more than 30 days. So how many pigeon abens? Maybe you'd have to give 10. Maybe you'd have to give 10. Omar Mar, Yod...
You would have to give anything, or you don't have to give 5?
It's saying that you wouldn't have to give anything. That's the question. That was the question. Maybe you wouldn't have to give anything.
We're saying that, what we say is not going to look, we're assuming that...
No, I'm saying the question was, Achilek, that's...
not how much he has to give.
Right, Rashi says, V'havinami k'nitrav dami, shahari lo yichya. Rashi says, that was the question. Right, so the question is, but Gulgolos Tali Rachmana, and therefore, right now, Rashi says, Lo Mayas. And therefore, you would have to give right now. Right now, if a baby died, yes, you don't have to give. But here, it didn't die. Therefore, the question is right now, is too, I guess, if you would live after the 30 days, you would have to give that. Amar Mar, Yotchazuki Boris Minolans. How do we know that the Tefillin Shel Yad go on the muscle and not on the palm of the hand? It's Tana Rabbanan. Al Yotcha Zugova Shebiyad. That's on the height of the hand, meaning the arm. Ata Omer Zugova Shebiyad, Eno Ela Al Yotcha Mamish, on the palm, Amar Torah. Hanach Tefillin Biyad, Hanach Tefillin Barosh. Ma la halan begova shebarosh, afkan begova shebiyad. Just like tilin shel rosh is on top, so too tilin shel yad is on top. Up on the inside part of the muscle. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eno Tzarech, Ari Omer, Bahay lachalaos. Lachalaos volachem laos. It has to be for you for a sign and not for others. And in the palm of your hand, that would be open. Everybody could see it. So it has to be on the arm. This is one of the sources that the tilin shel yad, if possible, should be covered. Right? So therefore, that's how can it be covered? If it's on your arm, covered by your sleeve, then it can be covered. That's number two. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Eino Tzarech, a third source. Hari Omer, V'samtem Es Devarai Eila Al Levavchem, Ukshartem, Sheteisima Keneged Alev. So it's got to be near your heart. Near your heart is when it is on one's arm. Right? Three sources have the Shel Yad is up above. Rabbi Chiyav Rav Acha, Breder of Avya, Mechavin Umanach Le'lahadi Libe. They put it Mechuvan Neged the heart. Meaning this is the line that it's got to be not only on the muscle, but on the inside of the muscle, right? Keneged libe. Put it on the, facing the heart, right? Even though, if you would have just taken this line out of context, you might have said that even a lefty puts this on his left, right? Because the heart is towards the left side of the body. But still, no, we pass in the other way. That, the Yad Keha overrides this issue about having it close to your heart. It's still on the same level of your heart. Ravashi Avi Yosef Kamida Meimar, Havit Sire Biyadei, Vekom Eschazin Tefillin. He had a wound. Rashi explains, he had a wound on his arm, so he had to rip open his shirt so the wound could get some air. He didn't want to rub it against the wound. So he saw his Tefillin Shel Yad, Amar Leilo, Sava Lamar Lachalos Lachayim Laos. You don't hold to that? Amar Leil, B'makam Lachal Laos Itmar. As long as it's in the place where it could be Lachal Laos. Doesn't mamish have to be l'chalaos? The Shulchan Aruch is not so midaktik and about this as it could be. Mr. Bruce says the chanchila should be covered, but the Shulchan Aruch in Chav Zayin Yud Aleph doesn't make such a big fuss about having it specifically covered. I'll read it to you in Chav Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says tzarich. Ubishel Yad says the Rama ain la hakbid him gluyim amuchusim. The Shel Rosh has to be megula, like the base on the pasuk Rokal Amiyaris, but the Shel Yad doesn't matter, says the Rama. And the Shemishta Bura says lechadchila tov yoter lechasosam. Okay, tov yoser, but that's the that's related to the covering. Vayter gova Shel Rosh minolan. So that's how we know that you have to keep it above the Shel Yad on top of the arm. What about how do you know that you have to keep it on the top of the head above the hairline? How do you know it doesn't go right between your eyes? The Tana Rabbanan, Bein Einecha Zugova Shebarosh, Ata Omer Zugova Shebarosh, Oino Ela Bein Einecha Mamish. Nemar Kam Bein Einecha, Venemar Lahalon, Lo Sasima Karcha Bein Einecha Lameis. You're not allowed to scratch yourself and pull out your hair between your eyes, Lameis, for somebody who died, Malahalon, Begova Shebarosh, just like there. It's Gova Shel Rosh, because we're talking about pulling out hair. So Makam Shosa Karcha. Afkan Begova Shel Rosh, Makam Shosa Karcha. So too here. One answer. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Eino Tzarech. Another answer. How do you know? Amar Torah, Hanach Tefillin Biyad, Vahanach Tefillin Barosh. We compare Yad and Rosh. Malahalan Begmakam Aroy Latami Benega Echad. Just like by the Tefillin Shel Yad. It's in a place where you could only get one type of tzaras. There's only one siman of tzaras on the arm. Any type of white hair on the arm is a siman of tzaras. So too, Afkan Begmakam Aroy Latami Benega Echad. So too, you have to put on your Tefillin Shel Rosh in a place where you're only right to get one type of saras. There's a type of saras that you get in a place where hair grows. That's a yellow hair is a simen saras. Where there's no hair, where there's only skin, it's a white hair. So you have to put just like the Tefillin Shel Yad is only in a spot where you have one type of saras on your arm. So too, the Tefillin Shel Rosh has to be in a place where there's only one type of saras where you have hair or should have hair. Unlike if you put it right between your nose, there's hair and there's skin there. There's eyebrows and skin. Lafuki beinecha diika baser viika seyar diika seyar lavan viika nami seyar tzahov. Right. So therefore, that's the two places. That's the source. Good. Let's start a little bit tzitzis. Arba tzitzias ma'akva zuazu sharbata mitzvah achas. The Mishnah we had way back, 10 blot ago, the Mishnah that got us into this whole discussion, that we had a machlokas, whether the four tzitzios are one mitzvah, or Rabbi Shmuel says four mitzvahs. My binai, what's the nafkamina between four mitzvahs and one mitzvah? Number one, Amar of Yosef, we have three possibilities. Sadin b'tzitzis ikibinayu. We know lechadchila, one wears a linen, if one is wearing a linen garment for the four corners, one could put on woolen tzitzis if he has tcheles. If he's doing the mitzvah seda araisa, so because tcheles by definition is tcheles, whatever that color is, blue-green wool. That's the definition of tcheles. Tcheles is not just a color. It's also a material. So you let it wear, that's the asidocha losa say. You let it wear tzitzis if you're doing it the full daraisa, if one is doing the full mitzvah. So what happens if somebody has one wants to do this mitzvah and he only has, he's missing one. Right, so if he's missing one, so do you say, you can still say asi docha lo sase on the other ones. So do you say it's all one big mitzvah, so if you're missing one, then you cannot apply it. Or do you say it's four separate mitzvahs, and therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not kelayim, so even three are mitzvahs, and that would be okay. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Bar Ahina Omar, talis balas chamesh ikibinayu. If you have a five-cornered garment, so the halacha is that it's chayiv in tzitzis. How many corners do you have to put it on? So according to the Tanakhama that says it's all one big mitzvah, you only have to put it on four. Because the mitzvah is four. But according to Rabbi Shmuel that says every corner is its own mitzvah, then even five you'd have to put it on, because every one is its own mitzvah. Ravina Amar de Rav Huna kibinayu. So that's the machlokas. Amar Rav Huna, hayotzei betalos sheinu mutziyasas kel chasa b'shabas chayiv chatas. If somebody goes out with a talis that is not mitzuyats ki hilchasa, they are chayiv a chatas. So again, if you only have on three, so then Rabbi Shmuel would say that's okay, you're doing three mitzvahs. Right, according to the Tanakhama, no, you're not doing anything, and therefore you're going to be chayiv a chatas. Amar Rav Shizi b'Rabbi Avidi, hayman debatzrei l'glimei lovav lo klum. If somebody cuts one of the corners in half, trying to get out of the mitzvah of tzitzis, trying to make it a non-four-corner garment, he didn't do a good job. Why? Kashavi tals laskham balas chamesh. If you cut one corner, now it's five corners, that's also chayiv in tzitzis. Amrav Misharshi, Haiman de Tsairei Leglime, if you tied up a corner to try to pretend to make it into three corners, law of the Loklum, also it's nothing. My time, the command de Sharye dummy. Because it's as if it's untied. Just tied up doesn't take away the fact that it's really a corner. Similar to, but it's not Nami, the Mishnah says in Kalim, Kol Chamasos, Hatsuros. If you have a jug, let's say a flask, that you keep water or any type of other liquid in, and you tie the bottom of it goes through. It's a hole, but you tied up the bottom of it. It's still not makabel tuma, because why? Because it's as if it has a hole there, and therefore it doesn't have a base kibul, and it is tuma. It is not makabel tuma. Chutz mishel arvim, because the Arabian ones, those are always made like that. Amar avdimi min arda, haiman dechayte leglimi over lo klum. If you sewed up a corner, also it's no good. Why? Because you could just take it apart. If it's true that you don't want that corner, lifts up with a shadye. Just cut it. What are you doing? So therefore, it's still considered a four-corner garment. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot coming up. Tomorrow, again, remember, is the Begit Tomorrow's the Machlokas. How many? Sorry? Finish it. Finish it. What do you mean? You have plenty to do tomorrow. Don't worry. You have plenty of tosfos. This goes quickly. Tomorrow has a machlokas rishon of how many strings do you put tzitzis on? Three shittos in the rishonim, and how many mitzvahs is it? Tefillin versus tzitzis. So it's important, very important items that come up tomorrow. Okay, again, today's shiur was sponsored by Tzvi Nof, Lila Nishmas, his father, Reb Yitzchak Yisrael ben Reb Yonah Tzvi Halevi, whose yahrzeit is Yud Aleph Nisan. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue again, at least Sunday, Monday, next week.